Well, Robert, it's fantastic to see the magnificence here that is the Rams Home Loans Newcastle Hunter Grand Final Day. It's a big day for the players, but it's also a big day for the referees. And how have you seen the refereeing cover here in the Newcastle Hunter region for 2017?
I think we've done pretty well. We've stuck to our guns in terms of our junior development program, and what we're seeing today is evidence of that outcome of guys that have come up through the scholarship program. We've got a number of refs that have actually been invited to do the ARU training program, and Drew, the first grade referee today, is one of those guys. And it's been really good. We just got to make sure we keep at it and get the numbers, because it really is the biggest struggle that we have, getting numbers across the junior and senior cohort every week to make sure all the games have got good refs.
The great thing about Drew Tonks this year, not only has he done some shoot shield, but he ran the line for the NRC in the first game there between the Greater Sydney Rams and the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and that's fantastic sort of recognition for the work that you blokes are doing here at Newcastle Hunter Referees, but also, of course...
Yeah, it is, and with Drew, he's also had exposure to the Sevens program, which is a very different form of rugby, but nonetheless very competitive, and once again requires a high level of competency and a high level of fitness to be able to do it. And that's what we're seeking to do with our guys, is to certainly get the fitness up. And that, the Mark Eads and the coaching and grading guys have done a great job with that this year. And Des Gilbert and Jared Logan, who help us with training, it's been fantastic. So it's an all-in effort. And the guys are responding, and we get good turn-ups for our training, and that's showing out on the paddock.
Rowan's return from Dubai, of course, after being the referee of the year a couple of years ago. What she brought, and also women getting into the refereeing as well. We see Newcastle rugby really reaching out to women's rugby, especially as we do have a 14-15-a-side competition, and sevens will just continue to grow as well.
Yeah, and we don't have a great cohort of women in our ranks, but Georgia Cox has done a great job this year as well. She'd gone off to a couple of the carnivals, the representative carnivals, and she featured in the junior grand finals last week, so that's great. And right across that junior cohort last week was a fantastic example of how all those refs would have been 21 and under that were officiating, and all reports they did a great job. So if we can get more women involved, all the better. I mean, it is a great opportunity for them, and Lauren and Georgia and the other ladies you've mentioned, they all have a great time, and they speak glowingly about their experiences with refereeing, it'd be good if more women could take it.
Well, we've got to talk a little bit about Nick Carl in the under-19s grand final. Unfortunately, he was assaulted, and that bloke's been dealt with 10 years out of the game, but also he's got to deal with the consequences in the law as well. Initial thoughts on that, just an absolutely massive shock, wasn't it? But the union stepped in and really, clamped down on this.
Yeah, well, from our point of view, it is an isolated incident, one we don't have to manage or deal with very, very often, fortunately. I mean, there's often cases that are documented about referees getting verbally abused and that sort of carry on, and, we're trying to do with the Respect in Rugby program and that thing, trying to deal with that. But what Nick went through was certainly... difficult, and he's come through shining colours. Really, he's got back on the horse, as and we're really glad that and we've got to be conscious about looking after his welfare, and to some extent the player that was involved. And Maitland's doing a good job there in terms of Benny Emmett stepping up and making it very, very clear that that sort of behaviour is completely unacceptable and no place for it in the game, and that's in accord with everything that everybody else has been saying. I really do hope that it stays as an isolated incident. The guys here can't, they're long, long memories to try and think back when that last time anyone interfered with the ref in that fashion, and I'm thankful that it doesn't happen very often.
Finally, what do we see out here at Newcastle? Of course, we want to see more top-line refs coming up and putting something in, and more training, and are the Ron Mansells and the Alex Richards sort of listening at New South Wales Rugby and giving you that extra boost?
Yeah, they are. Ron's been great. Ron's living up on the mid-north coast now, and he features a lot in helping us in our, as one out and one back in our coaching and grading, and that's absolutely fantastic, or the coaching at least. And Alex is aware of what we're doing, and the guys down in Sydney, and they're really appreciative, and I think they... I'm really thankful that I've got a good hard-working committee and a good coaching and grading board and a good lot of refs that are putting it in, and we're being singled out as being saying, well, this is how you should be doing it, and the hard work for over a long number of years for guys is finally paying off, and I just hope it continues.
Well, also, of course, before we leave, we've got to ask you about the magnificence as to why they ripped up the railway track between the Hamilton Station and also Newcastle City. Another 5k walk to the beach there at Nobby's, but unfortunately we've run out of time. So Bob, it's fantastic to talk to you. Wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks, Weekly. You need the exercise.